Hi there, Jose. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. We were just speaking with Pearl. She did want me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included. Answer any questions that you have. It's also my job to find the best package for the needs of your business and to make it affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I know that Pearl does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than the price itself?
No.
Okay, so it is a comprehensive package, including social media as well as search engine optimization. We can easily target anywhere in and around that 50-mile service area, you know, focus mostly on residential, but, of course, you can get commercial calls. It does have a website included, and, of course, it's a month-to-month service. You'd be looking at a reduced rate. Being that you are a very well-established business, we would reduce the cost of the service by a full 50%. You'd see a savings of exactly $300 a month, and it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. It is an exact amount, and, of course, the calls come to you. It's not a lead-based service. No matter how many calls you get directly to you or how many jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. Now, again, the website's included, paid Facebook ads, everything's included in that cost. There's no taxes or fees or you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits, or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but, I mean, that must be something you would want for your business, right? Greater visibility for your company, phone calls directly to you.
So there's no extra cost, it's just a flat rate?
Correct. Yeah, it is an exact amount. There's no additional cost for anything. You know, we're not like your phone provider or the cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. So, again, the calls come to you, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial. It would just be that flat rate. Like I said, it's month to month, so you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. Now, the website's included, which means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. Of course, you'd see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Most of the time, Jose, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will, of course, be promoting your business phone number. The website will also allow someone to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they hope you come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text as well as an email. You'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. Again, you're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions? It is a position we're actively filling as a Google Channel partner. Our job is to find just one company to work with per area and industry, of course, when the positions become available. So we would not be working with any of your competitors. Now, of course, you use Google yourself. You know that you will never be the only company that pops up when someone does a keyword search for your services. In fact, you know, if you try to Google your own business name, you still wouldn't be the only company that would pop up on that search. And, of course, not everyone will decide to call you, you know, but as long as you've got a website that people can see, as long as they can see things like before and after photos, when they do go on Google or Bing and they're looking for siding or drywall or any of the other services that you want to be found for, when they look at your website and then decide to call you, by the time they start dialing your number, it's usually because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. because it is a position that we're actively filling, is that something you would want to, you know, have us do for your company, build that website, do those Facebook ads, get your phone ringing at least on a month-to-month basis?
Yeah,
it is a month-to-month service, and I mean, you know, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system out there, and every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends. Obviously, you've been in business for a very long time, but not everyone knows the name of your company, and when people don't know who to call, they Google it. So it's definitely going to get you more jobs. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that I'm speaking on with you now, is this going to be the business number, the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Perfect. Is it also a smartphone? Jose, can you receive a text message on this number?
All right.
You can. Perfect. Because like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you, but when they fill out the contact form, you do get a text message. You also get an email. Oh, and as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it on your website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine too. We just don't put it on your website. It would still be attached to that contact form. So when people fill out that form, you would still get emails. And of course, for longer pieces of information and something you would want for your records, we do email things to you from time to time. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Well, I'm thinking about it right now that, you know, I'm like, cannot wait for 2 weeks.
Well, it is a position that we are actively filling, and I am able to do a post-data transaction for up to 2 weeks, so we could still secure the listing for your company. We could still, you know, officially close out the category, and we would work exclusively with you. But let me ask you, I mean, what is going to change between now and 2 weeks from now? Is it the amount of work you can take on or your budget?
Well, it's just my budget right now. I don't have... I'm on short right now, so I'm like, you know how that goes.
I definitely do know how that goes, and, you know, obviously, I mean, I realize that the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. It's the dollars that you're making back from the advertising dollars that you're spending, although I obviously know that for every business, new and old, you know, the budget is still a big concern, right? And that's why it's my job to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Now, obviously, you're in San Jose. You do travel 50 miles, so big cities and small. I wouldn't want to make it more affordable for you by doing things like taking away the website or taking away the Facebook ads, because in the long run, that doesn't help you at all. I would still want to include everything in that platinum package because that's the perfect fit for your company. And, I mean, like I said, we can wait. I mean, it would mean obviously that you'd be missing out on the opportunities that you would get for those couple of weeks. But let me ask you this, and I don't know if this would even be an option for you. I might, in fact, be able to get my supervisor to approve what we call our friends and family rate. It's the only thing that I've got in my system that's lower than our legacy rate. You're 30 years in business. At 25 and more, we cut our rate by 50% because we want to work with businesses that are established, that know what they're doing. So you'd already be seeing the lowest rate that we typically offer to the public. Our friends and family rate, though, I mean, it's usually for friends and family of employees here, but I do know actually that my supervisor has made the exception a couple of times in the last couple of weeks for some of the other pricing directors. And I might be able to get him to do that here. If he does it, and like I said, I don't know if it's going to help you out enough to move forward today. If not, we can do things, we'll set things up for 2 weeks from now. But the friends and family rate is everything that we're talking about. It's the exact same platinum package, the website, the Facebook ads, all of the different destinations and directories, but it would drop the rate down to $249, Okay. And the best part about that is if he does approve it, not only does it save you $50 in the first month, it saves you $50 every month after that off of the already reduced rate, because it would start and stay at $249. I mean, that saves you $600 a year off of the already reduced rate. Like I said, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how much work you can take on, how far you really do want to go for the work, and of course, what your budget does allow. But if that $249 would work for you, I would make a special request from my supervisor to see if he could approve that, and then we wouldn't have to wait 2 weeks. Would that work?
Right. My question is, can I try it for a month?
Absolutely. It is month to month, no contract. It's completely at will, which means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I don't think you have to pause the service seasonally, but you could do that too. So it is completely month to month. It is our job, though, to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. So we do fully expect you to see the results in that first month. It only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website. So it does happen very, very quickly. Now, let me send that request to my supervisor to see if he would allow us to get this started today at that friends and family rate of $249. Well, I'm waiting to hear back from him, Jose. Is the business name just your name?
That's not my name.
Uh-huh.
But I got a fictitious name.
Well, I see Jose Antonio Alejo as the name of the business. Is that accurate? Okay. And
well,
then,
that's the way I have a fictitious name.
Okay. But that's how you want the customers to see your company branded online. That's the name that you want on your website, right?
Okay.
And then
so,
the phone
so
number
you
that
can put
I could did you want the LLC?
What is that? The other name that I have?
Well, you know, I mean, we can include, we can make the name anything you want. I mean, obviously, as long as you're able to answer your phone, you don't even need to file the DBA or anything like that. You know, we can promote your business online the way you want your customers to see it. In fact, this is a perfect time to do that because of all the branding that we'll be doing for your company, not just the website, verified listings on Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook, etc. But we can keep it the way it's listed. Actually, when Pearl spoke with you, she found a Yelp listing with this exact same phone number, and that's how your business is listed there. And it is the phone number that we're speaking on now that you want your customers to call, right? This is going to be the business number and the one that you want on your website?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then what is that email address, business or personal, so we can attach it to your contact form on your website?
E-O-N-Y. APLUS at live LIDE
mm-hmm.
bsandvictor.com.
Okay. And the first letter, did you say that was D like David? Or B Tony. Like? Oh, P.
Pony A plus. Pony
P,
plus.
P like Paul, right? Pony A plus. I gotcha. And sometimes the B's and the D's and the P's, they sound familiar. But you said P-O-N-Y.
No, Tony.
Tony!
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. There is just a little bit of like a muffled kind of almost a distortion. Tony. Okay, that makes sense. And your middle name is Antonio, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you go by Tony? Do you prefer Tony or Jose?
Tony.
You prefer Tony?
It'll be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put that in here, the client goes by Tony, and then Tony, there's not like a physical street address or a showroom that your customers would need to know about, right? Customers never come to you, you go to them. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's how Google expects it to be when you're providing a service and going out to the customer. Obviously, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. So you'll only be listed. You're in San Jose, right?
Yes, I am.
95111. You'll only be listed city and state, not even a zip code and not any physical street address, because Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since, you know, you're out in the field most days. And are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When would you want your customers to find you and call you?
Through Friday.
Monday through Friday? Is that like 8 to 5, 7 to 7?
8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay, 8 to 6. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I hope it is from my supervisor. Oh, it is. It says, Paul, for this very well-established business, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request to apply a friends and family rate, reduce the rate to $249, and still include the website and Facebook ads. It says, I am looking forward to helping this company continue to thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you do a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and I guess it's true. I mean, I try to not go below our established business rate, because with the website and everything else, that's already below our operating costs, so we're investing in your success long term. Obviously, it is still month to month, but our goal is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. My supervisor sees the wisdom in my request. I've actually been with the company myself for 11 and a half years, since April of 2013. So it would just be that flat rate. It's $249, no setup fee. Everything's included. Website, Facebook ads, no matter how many calls or jobs you do, it is just going to be that flat rate of $249. And then, Tony, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name, first and last, any middle name, or the business name?
Same answer. I have it on my Jose Alejo.
Okay. Is the Antonio on there as well, or no?
Yeah, middle initial 8.
Just a middle initial. Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Tony, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4492-77-00-274-267-2687.
Gotcha. Let me read that back to you. I've got 4492-77-00-0274-2687.
Correct.
The expiration month and year?
05/27.
And then, Tony, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
785,
right? 785?
Yes.
Okay, I've got 785 on the back, May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. I did confirm that card number. And what is the billing address of that card?
13015 Brown Avenue.
You said Brown?
Yes, like the color brown.
Like the color brown, B-R-O-W-N Avenue. And that is in San Jose, 95111?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
What was that?
The client support phone number, if you ever need to give us a call.
Okay, the client's phone number. The card phrasing, right?
Yeah. It's toll-free. Yeah. It's 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then, Tony, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. and that is Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the following business day if they receive that email either late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in a minute or two. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over, or actually we will about to go over in a voice verification. Everything is provided for you in writing. When you receive either the email or the text message, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. I do, though, need to read what's called a voice verification because we're Google partners. We have to read that. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service actually to our friends and family rate, which actually would waive your setup fee as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually though pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Tony, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Jose Antonio Alejo.
Perfect. That's exactly how I do have that. And then, Tony, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jose Antonio Alejo, and the title is Plastering.
You're the owner, though, right?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. And then as the owner of Jose Antonio Alejo, Tony, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just kind of reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, real quick, Tony, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So we do request that you actually agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tony, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, of course, well, a couple of things. All the content that we create for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or maybe even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Tony, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, if I decide to change the name of that company,
uh-huh. You can do it at any time. You can do that at any time, yeah. Any changes that need to be made, change to the business name, change to the business phone number, you want us to put a different email on there, you want us to update content on your website, add new photos, or run a special or a promotion discount, senior military, holiday special, anything like that. We will always be able to update that information. There's never any additional cost for that. In fact, you will have a website editor tool. If you're one of those types of business owners who wants to make changes to their own website, a lot of our clients like to add a photo or add a promotion, you'll be able to do that. Now, whether you are making the changes or whether you're having us make those changes for you, there's never any additional cost for that, okay? Everything is always included, okay? Now, we are going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we want the information to make sure that it's always accurate. We will, of course, build the website for you. We're the ones doing that. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. And like I said, we can always update the business name or any of that other information at any other time down the road. Okay? Now, because it is a month-to-month service, because we are including that website, and of course with my supervisor's approval to do the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 31st of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249. That's officially our friends and family rate. It is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Tony, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including that Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website. Again, that website's included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st, depending on the month, and it would be for that exact same amount, that reduced friends and family rate of $249.00, never a penny more, it'll never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved, or even pause it. Whether you do end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, I don't think this would be the case, but if necessary, you could pause it seasonally as well. And then, of course, all that we would request to prevent the charge to your following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Tony, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Alejo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, perfect. So that actually concludes the voice verification. Like I said, you should now, in a minute or so, receive that welcome email that does have our client support information on there, as well as your login credentials. Now, your tracking system's not going to be active until we do what's called a client interview, and even so, it might take a day or so for it to be live. But we will have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call. We can do that later today as early as 1 o'clock. There's also 2 and 3 if that does work out for you. It would be scheduled at the top of the hour, but it takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. If you try to log into your tracking system, it would give you the message that we're still trying to set everything up, but within the next day or so, once your tracking system is live, you'll receive confirmation that it's active and you can try logging in at that point in time. Now, for that follow-up call with our technician, again, we call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will kind of interview you about how you want your website to look, what services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement or a slogan. Of course, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Would you be available for a half-hour phone call either at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock today?
I might do so.
What time would work better for you then?
One should be fine.
One? Okay. So we'll schedule it then from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that does typically take about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, then of course I'll try to keep my phone line open, although I can never predict how long a phone call would go. Even if I jump on a call half an hour prior to that, I may still be on it at 1 o'clock. But if I'm in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll jump on that call for the very beginning of it to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and, of course, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. Like I said, I may already be on another call, but either way, they'll call you right at or shortly after 1 o'clock. Now, the one thing I did want to do here is just to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on your account. A simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Jose Antonio Alejo Business, then, of course, even if it's you, we might ask you every now and then just to verify the security question. This part is really important, Tony, especially like a week from now when your website is live. Of course, the goal is to get your phone ringing from people who want to hire you for your services. If you do, though, receive any phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, if they're asking you for more information, if they're asking you for money, just let them go. I mean, that wouldn't be us at all. Of course, the voice verification already attached to your account. It's for your protection. It clearly states that bills on the last day of the month for $2.49 and never a penny more. So just make sure that if anyone's calling you about your Google listing, that you verify it to us. And that's why the security question is there. They would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, as well as the answer and question to that security question. Your options are your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet.
First pet? Okay, perfect. And what is the answer?
Jordan.
You said Jordan, like Michael Jordan, J-O-R-D-O-N, D-A-N, I should say?
Yes.
Okay, right. So we've got Jordan on there. So even our technician, when they call you, would have that information. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I think I did.
Looks like you've got the Local Splash initial invoice, which is exactly what we're wanting you to receive and look at. You also got one that says Local Splash Generate More Business. But if you can open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it'd say something like, hello, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it goes out because that's how the business name is listed or how the billing information is listed. But I do
the
have
invoice,
an
right?
That we should, yeah, the invoice email. Above the invoice, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And I've got it in our notes when we call you that you prefer Tony. But if you see those blue words, click here, click on that. It's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Profile Optimization. Now, of course, you know, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google's going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too. We will mirror the content on Bing. Now, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. All the content necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see the long line goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes right beneath that. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, so please do click on that one as well. The longer box that you see with an arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in your name, and it needs to be an exact match. So if you are typing it in, your initials are capitalized. So the J and the two A's are capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial because our system does not like punctuation in that field. Of course, you can copy and paste it as well. Just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after it. But once you've got an exact match of your name in that box, please do click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn your phone sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the friends and family rate, etc. It will allow us to make sure that Google and Bing recognize you as an active business, as well as for us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Tony, you will know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to type in a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Sorry, put my name on that confirmation signature, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, type in Jose with a capital J, but only the J is capitalized, space, capital A, no period, just a space, and then capital A for your last name, and then, of course, Alejo. So once you've got Jose A. Alejo in that box, the J-A and the other A are capitalized, no period after the middle initial, just the spaces around it, no space before or after your name, click the confirm signature box. It should take you to... Say that again?
It needs to be all together, no space.
No. There is a space before and after the A, but not a space before your name or after your name. So
Okay. Basically
make it look exactly like you see it there.
Okay.
You should be able to click the confirm signature box.
All right, did it.
Okay. And if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can skip that part. Like I said, your tracking system is not yet active, and the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. Your welcome email, let me check and see if it's been sent. It has. Your welcome email has our contact information as well as your login credentials. Your username cannot be changed. We put it in our system the exact same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's your phone number. Area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username then is, of course, 408-203-1174. Your default password is best search, BESTSEARCH, all lowercase, no space. That information you can see in the welcome email. You can change your password once you log into your tracking system. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. At noon, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled for today at 1 o'clock. And I did just send you a calendar invitation to your email, although you don't have to respond to it. And it is a phone call. It's not a video conference, okay? And that invitation says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. They're basically the same thing. And in any correspondence to the support email, Tony, please do include your phone number or your username. That, again, helps us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. That's the only email you need, although our client interview will tell you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS, and of course you can email the photos team directly. If you send anything and everything to the support email, that's perfectly fine too. We will just forward it out to the right department on our end. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I do hope I'm in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Really happy that my supervisor did approve that friends and family rate. I think you're really going to love it. We're looking forward to getting that website going, getting your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
How do you have me right there on that account? It's like a flash screen or Stucco?
Oh, any of the services that you want to provide. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase.
Okay.
I mean, I can help it out. I've got siding, drywall, stucco, drywall installation, drywall repair, and our technician.
Pretty much just stucco. Just the stucco. That's all
okay.
I do.
What much. About painting?
Painting.
Your main focus is stucco. Okay.
Yes.
I'll put that on there. Okay, yeah. I'll put that on there.
I'm painting, I don't do as much, you know.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I'm doing there.
That's perfect. Know. So that's the purpose of that client interview, of course, to make sure that our technician gets all the information that we need to get that going for you and to accurately promote your business for all the services that you want to be found for. Okay? So that follow-up calls out 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank all you. Right. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you at 1.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.